Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin. Present habit. Glossary. Traveling is very easy today. Within plus duration. A few plus plural noun. To reach. aside, to enjoy, comfort, to be used to, yet, but, sometimes, depending on, to find oneself, lost, confused, a translation, let me, especially, precisely, southern, apart from, unfortunately, to meet, met, a word, broken English, to put, away, to start, to hail, a shop assistant, to make oneself understood, to notice, helpful, however, as you said it, at fault, if, knowledge, a greeting, to help, to interact, a local, usually, aged 50 and up, less, when it comes to, an area, close to, a border, a frontier, to tend to, neighboring country, proficient, astonishing. Appropriate, to disagree, shy, strong, make understandable, hardly, to some extent, but still, have to, might, to be able to book, a ticket, to plan, to collect, as well, of course, yet, but, still, to land, to find out, a level, Sweden, so I've heard, the best, foreign, to rank, followed by, the Netherlands, Estonia, Denmark, Austria, and Finland. From my point of view, to show interest, to be right, surprisingly, always, pleasant, moving, a foreigner, better, comparative form of well, better than. Grammar, present habit. In English, we have three ways to refer to present habits. Simple present. The simple form of the present tense accounts for present habits. We can add an adverb of frequency. Example, I always sleep in on Sunday morning. She doesn't exercise during lunch break. Be used to. If you refer to a present habit, then you conjugate be at the present tense and the verb after to has an ending in ing. The pattern is am, are, is, used to, plus verb ending in ing. Example, you are used to working late at night. When we have the habit of something, we can be used to with a noun. The pattern is am, are, is, used to, plus noun. Example, he is used to her attitude. Be accustomed to. If you refer to a present habit, then you conjugate be at the present tense and the verb after to has an ending in ing. The pattern is am, are, is, accustomed to, plus verb ending in ing. Example, you are accustomed to running after work. When we have the habit of something, we can be accustomed to with a noun. The pattern is am, are, is, accustomed to, plus noun. Example, he is accustomed to his clients' comments. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah.
You know that traveling is very easy today. Within a few hours, a day at most, you can reach the other side of the world and enjoy the comfort you are used to having. Yet, sometimes, depending on the countries, you find yourself alone, lost and confused with translations. Let me give you an example, especially in Europe. More precisely, Southern Europe. Apart from Greece, in a lot of countries you won't, unfortunately, meet a lot of people who speak decent English. They know the words, but it's all broken English. They don't put articles or use the verb in an appropriate way.
I disagree. A lot of people speak good English, but sometimes people are shy or they talk with a strong accent, which makes them hardly understandable if you're not accustomed to their pronunciation.
I agree with you to some extent, but still, where was I? I went to Italy, and I have to say that even in very touristic places, it might be difficult to be able to communicate. When you book your tickets, your hotel room, and plan visits of cities and museums, you collect a lot of information online in English, and other languages as well, of course. Yet, when you land, and you find out the alphabet is different, the numbers are different like in Asia, or you don't speak a word of the language, you start feeling nervous. When you hail a taxi, you try to get information from a train station employee, shop assistant, then you realize how difficult it is to make yourself understood.
I noticed that other tourists are sometimes more helpful than locals. However, as you said, we are at fault if we visit a country and we have no basic knowledge of the language. Sometimes, knowing the greetings can help you interact with the locals. Usually, people aged 50 and up usually have less knowledge when it comes to languages.
It's not always true. If you go to areas close to borders, people from all ages tend to speak the language of the neighboring country. I think the only country who speaks proficient English to an astonishing level is Sweden.
So I've heard. They are the best foreign English speakers. Norway ranked second, followed by the Netherlands, Estonia, Denmark, Austria, and Finland.
I think if you want to talk to people, you make the effort to learn the language. It could be English or any other foreign language.
I agree. From my point of view, it shows interest in the country and its culture, and particularly its people.
You're right. It is always surprisingly pleasant and moving to talk to a foreigner who speaks English better than I do.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. Wentworth, you know that traveling is very easy today. Within a few hours, a day at most, you can reach the other side of the world. And enjoy the comfort you are used to having. Yet, sometimes, depending on the countries, You find yourself alone, lost and confused with translations. Let me give you an example. Especially in Europe, more precisely, Southern Europe. Apart from Greece, in a lot of countries, you won't unfortunately meet a lot of people who speak decent English. They know the words, but it's all broken English. They don't put articles or use the verb in an appropriate way.
Sarah, I disagree.
A lot of people speak good English, but sometimes...
People are shy or they talk with a strong accent. Which makes them hardly understandable if you're not accustomed to their pronunciation.
Wentworth, I agree with you to some extent, but still, where was I? I went to Italy, and I have to say that even in very touristic places, it might be difficult to be able to communicate. Sarah, I noticed that other tourists are sometimes more helpful than locals. However, as you said, we are at fault if we visit a country. And we have no basic knowledge of the language. Wentworth, it's not always true. If you go to areas close to borders, people from all ages tend to speak the language of the neighboring country. Sarah, so I've heard, they are the best foreign English speakers. Wentworth, I think if you want to talk to people, you make the effort to learn the language. It could be English or any other foreign language. Sarah, I agree. From my point of view, it shows interest in the country and its culture.
and particularly its people. Wentworth, you are right. It is always surprisingly pleasant and moving to talk to a foreigner who speaks English better than I do. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.